So welcome to our evening practice session. I should warn you that we're having a significant thunderstorm outside, so I'm going to stay muted until there seems to be a window for offering the reflection. And I see that Bob is here, so if I disappear completely, if it messes with the internet, you can take over.
Very good. Happy to.
Thank you. All right, so coming to the end of another day of sitting and practicing, let's just settle in, be with breath and body, the heart, mind, with our experience just as it is in this moment. So it's all very well to have what for me are delightful conversations about ultimate reality, the cosmic dance, being part of one great process, a wave in the ocean, all of those images known and I think for the most part loved. But it's not enough. One of the things that has been touching during this retreat is to hear you all both being on retreat and living your lives, taking care of a sick animal, serving food to someone you love, folding laundry, which are as much part of waking up as these other vast visions. And in a way, it is a real privilege to have a retreat like this, where you get to be, for most of you, home and involved in the sum of the daily routine. At the very least, I think most of you have to feed yourselves. And to see that as an act which can be done in awakening, as an awakened act. Can be done when you are so present, so in that moment of frying the egg or peeling the onion or folding the towels, that it isn't any different from what you're doing on the cushion. Tonight, I wanted to bring you a poem from Anne Sexton, which is exactly about this, I think. She says, "There is joy in all, in the hair I brush each morning, in the towel newly washed that I rub my body with each morning. In the chapel of eggs I cook each morning. In the outcry from the kettle that heats my coffee each morning. In the spoon and the chair that cry, 'Hello there, Anne,' each morning. In the godhead of the table that I set my silver plate cup upon each morning. All this is God, right here in my pea-green house, each morning, and I mean, though often forget, to give thanks, to faint down by the kitchen table in a prayer of rejoicing as the holy birds at the kitchen window peck into their marriage of seeds. So while I think of it, let me paint a thank you on my palm for this God, this laughter of the morning, lest it go unspoken. The joy that isn't shared, I've heard, dies young." Joy in all. And to see it so deeply that we faint down with rejoicing. So, in a little bit, we'll be at the end of the sitting, and you will each turn into your homes, your everyday life. And the invitation is there to hold all of those simple things as profound moments of awakening. So now at the end of Another day of this amazingly profound and simple and wonderful and difficult practice. Take a moment to gather in all of the goodness of the day, all of its blessing, all of its nourishment, all of its merit, and really allow yourself to take that in, to have it for you, to be nourished by it. But then in that wonderful act of generosity that is so much part of this practice and doesn't take anything away from your own nourishment, you turn and you give all of this goodness, all of this blessing, all of this merit to all beings, that all beings may be happy, that all beings may be peaceful, and that all beings may come to a place of no suffering. So thank you again very much for your practice today. Continue to practice on for some of you. For some of you, it's time for rest, and we'll see you in the morning.